I would have to say that it was actually a blessing for me. It showed me how to really think about my thoughts. And also, it pushed me away from what I used to do years ago. I mean, I did everything from Weight Watchers to LA Weight Loss to paying all these different personal trainers, all this wads of money, and just all these different things I was doing that wasn't working. It may have worked a little bit, but the weight came back and it was just frustrating. So I do believe that after her program, I really feel like I don't have to struggle with that anymore. I'm off the struggle bus.
Yay! She's off the struggle bus. She's reached food freedom. Good.
It is. And so, you know, it's really good. And I know that life happens. Life is life in. And like I said, weight may fluctuate or whatever, but at least I have the tools to know what I need to do to get back on track.
You're listening to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast, episode 200.
What if it were possible to achieve your goal weight and stay there permanently without dieting? Welcome to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast, where you will discover the key components that most diets won't tell you because they want you to keep coming back. Not here. This is your last stop on the weight loss struggle bus. I am your host, Jennifer Dent Brown, life and weight loss coach, and I am going to show you how to stop dieting forever. Let's jump into today's episode.
Before we jump into today's interview, I want to share something new with you. In honor of episode 200, I am launching a new way to support you on your journey to your forever weight. It's called the Forever Well Email Club, and it is 100% free to join when you go to jenniferdent.com/email club. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that I crossed the bridge to 50 at the end of last year. And most recently, I have been dealing with some health issues. And so my attention and my focus has been on overall well-being. So like up-leveling my own well-being. And so what does that actually mean? Up-leveling my mental, my emotional, my physical, and spiritual aspects of my life. So basically improving my wellness from a more holistic approach, which I've always done since I studied to be a health coach back in the day. But now it's so much more meaningful for me at this time because I've crossed the bridge to 50 and I'm also healing my health issues through nutrition, through spirituality, through physical activity, and with my emotional self. So as I grow, you get to grow. You get to benefit from my growth. And so the Forever Well Email Club is born. Now, when you opt in to receive emails from me at jenniferdent.com/email club, you can expect health tips and advice, recipes, some of my favorite product recommendations, mindfulness and meditation topics, self-care strategies, event announcements. And right now we're actually planning our very first Lux Wellness Retreat, which will be happening hopefully next year, at the beginning of next year. If you're on my list and you opt in to join the Forever Well Email Club, you will be the first to know about this retreat. There's so much goodness, so many good things that I want to share that I actually have not talked about publicly on the podcast or shared via email. So what I want you to think about is up-leveling your overall wellness. And that is the purpose of the Forever Well Email Club and how to do that in a very simple, easy way. Your overall wellness will result in weight loss. So the more that you improve your wellness, the more weight you will lose. And since you're focusing on improving your wellness, the weight loss is a byproduct. And I think that just takes the pressure off of so many of you who feel like, I gotta lose this weight. I gotta lose this weight. So if this sounds good to you, hop on over to jenniferdent.com/email club. And if you're already receiving emails from me, there is nothing that you need to do. You are already in. You are already in the club, okay? Go join ForeverWell Email Club. I can't wait to share what I am doing with you. And so now let's jump into this interview. Hey, LuxCypher, welcome to this very special edition of the Stop Dieting Forever podcast. Y'all, we are celebrating 200 episodes today. 200 episodes, like mind blown, plus a bunch of bonus episodes that don't even like fall into that count. But that's a whole lot of topics, y'all. That's a lot of hours. It's a lot of content. My goodness. And I was not going to celebrate this milestone. And it's so funny because in my community, I teach my clients that it's important to develop a habit of celebration, because oftentimes we don't stop to celebrate ourselves because we feel like, well, you know, what we did is like no big deal. We don't acknowledge our wins. We feel like, you know, we're not worthy, or like what we accomplished just isn't worth celebrating. But here's the thing, y'all. When we ignore our wins, we are supporting this subconscious story that we're not good enough, or what we've done isn't good enough, or we're not worthy of any acknowledgement, or we just belittle our accomplishments. And what we're really doing is belittling ourselves. So I practice what I preach. And my friends are like, oh my goodness, 200, you need to celebrate. And they were like giving me all these grandiose ideas of like things I could do. So I had to really think about it. And I was kind of stuck of like, how do I want to acknowledge this milestone of 200 episodes? As I'm saying it, my mind is like, oh my goodness, that's a lot of episodes. Because when I think about it, it really is a major accomplishment. Colette, my podcast manager, has been with me from episode number one. And what you hear is a polished, edited version of the podcast. Thank you very much, Colette and team. What you don't see is all of the prep that goes into me thinking about a topic of like, what do I want to say to my audience? Organizing my thoughts. Y'all, this neurodivergent brain, it takes me a minute. It is a concerted effort to get my thoughts together in an organized fashion so I can make the topic valuable for you. And you just don't hear me riffing and ranting and just like talk, saying whatever about a topic. Now, I have had those podcasts where I just grabbed the mic and I just started talking and I went on a rant. And those are fine. But for the most part, when I am teaching a concept, teaching you how to change your mindset, giving you some type of hack so you can be healthier, it sounds like, you know, a quick 20, 30 minute episode sounds really nice and easy. But there's a lot of work and editing that goes in before that. So 200 episodes, y'all. I did a podcast interview on another coach's podcast today. And we were talking about doing the podcast and how long it takes. And it literally takes me still, you know, I'm 3 years into it. It still takes me about 2 hours, anywhere from 90 minutes to 2 hours from like to sit down concept to recording. I have friends who can record a podcast in 20 minutes. They do a quick outline, they talk, they're done. But my brain just doesn't work in that fashion. It doesn't connect the dots that quickly. So it just takes me a while, and I'm okay with that. I am okay with the time that it takes because I hear how positively this podcast impacts you. And so it is a labor of love. It is definitely a labor of love, but it's something that I love to do because I hear how you all are benefiting from it. So back to celebrating this 200 episode. I didn't know what to do. So I posted in our Slack channel for the team. And I was like, you guys have any ideas of like what I can do to celebrate episode 200? And Becky, shout out to my project manager, Becky, gave me this grand idea. She was like, why don't you invite back your old clients, right? To see like, let's do a Where Are They Now series. And I was like, oh, that is such a good idea. So in this episode, you're going to hear from my client, Lusharn. I call her Lulu. She was the very first client that I recorded an episode with. She was my very first success story on the podcast. Episode 5, y'all, which aired, I think, at some time in 2020. And in that episode, she shared how she lost 10 pounds without dieting. And that, for a long time, was one of the top rated podcasts. So if you want to go back and listen to Lulu's original story from whence she came, you can go back to episode 5. I'll put the link in the show notes. But I invited her back for episode 200 just to see where she was. I have not talked to her. We communicate, like I see her on, you know, social media, and I'll like her comment and things like that. But I don't really know like what's been happening with her. So it was really fun to see where she is now in her journey. So Lulu, I'm just going to give you, you listen to the episode, but she lost the weight. She stopped dieting forever. And homegirl has packed on 20 pounds of muscle. So I am super proud of her. But you will hear in this episode what she's been up to, how she's been using the tools and the strategies that she learned when she was coaching with me and taking that into her life where she is now. So without further ado, I am reintroducing you to the lovely Lusharn Colvin. Enjoy this episode, and I will see you in the next episode. All right. I'm over the moon excited to have this conversation with Lulu on my 200th episode.
Yeah.
I know, right? Crazy, 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 crazy. So this is episode 200, and I thought it would be fun to do like a Where Are They Now podcast. And you were my very first client's interview, my very first client success story that I had on the podcast way back in 2020. I think it was episode number 5.
Oh, yeah.
And so here we are, episode 200, which is like almost 3 years later.
Wow.
And it's been that long since we've coached. I thought it would be fun to just like, I've seen you like on social media and we've like exchanged messages here and there, but we have not talked.
I know.
We haven't like had a conversation. So I'm dying to know how you're doing, what's going on, what's been happening since we were coaching. So let's do this. You introduce yourself first and let's just go from there. I'm just going to let it flow. Let it flow.
Okay. Well, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Lusharn Colvin.
A.K.A. Lulu.
A.K.A. Lulu. People call me Lulu. People here at home call me Sean, short for Lusharn. So, you know, I take it all. So it's okay. So a little bit about me. I'm an RN, a registered nurse. I'm in administration. I'm in psych and mental health now. I just graduated, got my BSN in nursing. Summa cum laude. I did that.
Oh, good.
Yep. And so I'm on to, going for my doctorate for nurse practitioner.
You are?
Yep.
See, this is law, y'all. This is get ready. This is how the whole conversation is going to be. Oh, that's so good. Okay. Keep going.
Yep. Keep going. And so, you know, I lived in New Jersey for 21 years. So I moved back home 3 years ago here in Alabama with my mom and my brother. So, you know, it's a different, you know, type of living, but I'm settled and grounded and everything. So I'm enjoying being home now and I'm enjoying being on your podcast. Yay!
Yeah. I remember when you made that move. So when we started coaching together, you were in New Jersey, you were working as an RN.
Yes.
And you got the job and you had to sell your house real quick and find a place to live and do all the things. Moving out of state.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And all of that, I was still on the weight loss journey because that whole process could have been enough to where, you know, you could start back eating crazy and gaining a whole bunch of weight. But thank God I had Jennifer Dent Brown who took me through the whole process and kept me from, you know, packing on the pounds and helped me with the mindful eating habits and everything. So it was great. She got me through it.
I know everybody wants to know. 3 years later, did she keep the weight off?
Oh my goodness. Let me tell you. First, let me just start when I first met Jennifer. she explained to me about how this program went. So at first I was a little skeptic because I'm like, you're going to sit here and tell me that all I have to do to lose weight is to think about what I'm thinking. I don't know. Let's see how this is going to work. I was so skeptical. And I have to tell you that with the tools that I've learned from Jennifer, I've kept off my weight. And sometimes, you know how it is over the years, you go through seasons, you know, where your weight fluctuates. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up and it goes down. But the good thing about this program that she gave me the tools to learn how to really what I'm thinking about, because, you know, when you're stressed and you're going through those different seasons, like when I was moving, you know, I think that what helped me was to put everything down on paper, what I was thinking and how I can change those thinking habits. And you know what happened is when I changed those habits of thinking, it actually helped me to make better choices, if that makes any sense. You know,
to me, 100% does.
Yeah.
That's why we do this work. Yeah.
And it was great because actually when I started with Jennifer in 2020, because that's when, you know, COVID hit, I actually got COVID, I think, was it a month after I started working with you, I think?
You were the first person that I knew personally that got sick with COVID. I was like, oh my goodness.
I know. Yeah. And I mean, there were my thoughts, you know, because that was early COVID. Nobody knew about it. People were, you know, either dying or really sick with it. I could have just given up. Jennifer wouldn't let me give up. COVID was there, everybody was home. So I was just journaling everything. I was writing everything down. And I was like doing everything to change my thoughts through this and challenge me and motivate me. And the funny thing about it is that when COVID came around, people were at home. They weren't going anywhere. People were eating and gaining weight and doing all the things. And I remember I had a lot of friends because I think just in 2020 alone or COVID, I think I lost my first 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. And people were looking at me like, how are you doing this? We're sitting at home and eating and watching movies. How are you losing all this weight COVID? And so her name is Jennifer Dent Brown. It's called Stop Dieting Forever.
Because you sent me, I think you sent me Lavette.
Yeah.
Came through you. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a couple of people, my cousin Karen, and a couple of people. I think you had a counseling session with my best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's doing really well.
Good. Tell her I said hello.
I will. So I would have to say that it was actually a blessing for me. It showed me how to really think about my thoughts. And also, it pushed me away from what I used to do years ago. I mean, I did everything from Weight Watchers to LA Weight Loss, to paying all these different personal trainers, all this wads of money, and just all these different things I was doing that wasn't working. It may have worked a little bit, but the weight came back and it was just frustrating. So I do believe that after her program, I really feel like I don't have to struggle with that anymore. I'm off the struggle bus.
Yay. She's off the struggle bus. She's reached food freedom. Good.
It is. And so, you know, it's really good. And I know that life happens. Life is life in. And like I said, weight may fluctuate or whatever, but at least I have the tools to know what I need to do to get back on track. And now since, you know, I used to tell Jennifer, I'm not going to work out because I'm afraid we're going to put on muscle and I'm going to gain all this weight. Do you remember
all
that?
Right, let me just pause right there. I just want to share before we get into the workout, because I've seen your workout photos on social media and you look amazing.
Thank you.
But I remember when we first started working together, I gave you permission to stop working out. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Because you had this like love-hate relationship with exercise. Actually, it wasn't even a love relationship. It was just a hate relationship. And you would exercise because you were trying to like atone for your eating sins.
Right.
I just remember you were like, but I got to get to the gym. And it like was this big struggle and like a big stress for you to try to work out. So I was like, you know what? Stop working out. Let's just focus on your relationship with food and understanding all the reasons why you're eating, what you're eating. Like, let's just focus there first. And then I was like, your body will want to eventually get back into working out because our bodies were made to move. And so you just needed like the mental break to separate yourself from the working out. And then I also, there's another story. I just remember it was the first week or the first 2 weeks. And you decided, I was like, stop eating the low fat, all the stuff you were eating low fat,
fat free. I was a fat free freak.
Butter and all the fake foods. I was like, stop eating that. And I remember you were so excited because you started eating avocado and bacon.
Ooh, yes. All the egg. It was wonderful.
Yeah. And you lost a bunch of weight. Like in the first 2 weeks, you lost almost 10 pounds. I remember very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a freeing experience. And I think in your program, it's freedom. I really do believe that's a part of the program, is freedom to do those things. I hadn't eaten like real butter or like avocados because I used to be afraid to eat anything with fat, not knowing that there are some good fats. You know, avocado is a good fat. I can start cooking with olive oil. That's a good fat. Mm-hmm. And then every now and then I had my bacon, you know, it was okay. And so it was, I was like, is this really real? Like, I think when I was in 2020, how old was I then? 40? I don't know. I'm 48 now. So I'm like, maybe like 45, something like that. I want to say out of a decade when I used to kill myself going to the gym, hated it. I think that was the first time I felt free. I felt so free. And then I learned that everything that's fat-free is not good anyway.
Yes.
It's not.
Some things are just supposed to have fat in it.
Exactly. And so after, you know, going through the program, I think it started last year, then I said, you know what? I definitely want to do something with my body. I do want to tone. You know, I do want to tone. I want to look healthy.
Tone. That's such an 80s term. I'm going to tone up. Girl, no, I just say you want to build some muscle.
Okay, yes. And I have built some muscle. I have built some muscle.
Yeah.
And so I started back and I said, you know what? I'm not going to make a story about what this weight is going to say. LaShawn, you know what your body's doing. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing a lot of resistance along with cardio and everything. This is what's going to happen. So I did find a workout studio, you know, that I really love. It's called F45. I'm there like 5 or 6 days a week for 45 minutes.
Okay, you must really love that. Yeah, I've seen you do the videos with your coaches and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's and good. Let me tell you, they, I want to say it sounds like similar to what you have, but they also teach us about not just mindful eatings, but about how you think about the scale and what you're doing.
Yes.
Because a lot of especially women, they're so afraid to do resistance and everything because they feel like, oh, I'm going to bulk up and things like, no.
That's why they say tone. They want to use words like, I just want to tone.
You want muscle mass. Muscle mass is good.
No, you want to pack on some muscles. Muscles actually help and support your physical and your physiological body.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I didn't make a story about it. So they have what they call an in-body scan there. Mm-hmm. So they show you like what your resting metabolism rate is, and they show like what your percent body fat is and what your muscle mass is. So as time goes on, what they want to see the trend is you don't want to see your muscle mass go this way, and they want to see your percent body fat loss go this way.
Yeah, and your weight could stay the same.
Yes, that right there. So I said, LaShawn, don't make a story about it. This is what you're looking for. You want the muscle mass, and you want to see a percent body fat go down. So I would say since last year, January 2023, this is March of 2024, my percent body fat has gone down immensely like this way. And I have put on, I think when I started, I only had like 30 something percent muscle. Now I have 57% muscle.
Yes, Lulu. Yes. I can tell. You look amazing. And I'm so glad you mentioned this. I'm very familiar with F45. We have one near here and the in-body scan. And one of the things that I like to coach my people who have lost their weight and all this, and they're like, but the number, and they gain a little bit back. They're so attached to the number. And I'm like, y'all know that's a vanity number, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a vanity number because you think you're going to feel so good if you hit that number and stay at it. When you get to this point, when I call you're in the Forever Club Lux, right? You've reached your forever weight. I want you to make sure you feel good. You feel good. Like, do you feel good? I had to coach another client, same thing. She lost her weight, 41 pounds, and now she's going to the gym, personal trainer, all the things. And she's like, but I'm 7 pounds away from my lowest weight. And I'm like, but how do you feel? She's like, I feel good. I was like, do your clothes still fit? She's like, they fit great. And I said, what's the problem then? What's the problem? And she was same thing. She has got the in-body scan and we looked at her stats. She's gaining muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. y'all, as a society, as women, we need to detach our emotions from the number on the scale. The goal that we set, the weight loss goal that we set, is just for us to be working towards something, to know that we're making progress. We could use body fat percentage. We could use measurements to track our progress. We could use, you know, your neck size. There's so many things that we could use. Weight is just the easiest thing.
Yeah.
It's the easiest thing to measure, but it's also, I think, the hardest for a lot of women to disassociate their feelings from the scale and from the number on the scale. And that's why I think it's so important. Because I'm like, once you can get over the hump of like really seeing that number as neutral, it's like, you're not scared of nothing. Like nothing's going to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a process. I remember you were one. You used to do all the little tricks to like manipulate the number on the scale and, you know, not drink water until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh my gosh. You remember that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So let me tell you, I was incorporating intermittent fasting because intermittent fasting is a very good thing. It really helps with inflammation and you feel even better.
Mm-hmm. So says the registered nurse.
I was just so scared about that number. I didn't want to get on it. So I was like, you know what? And I'm not going to drink anything. I'm not going to whatever till I get on the scale before I eat. And I'm not going to drink any water. I'm like, and so Jennifer said, you're going till 12 o'clock or whatever. And I'm drinking any water. I was like, I didn't want the scale to say anything. And like now when I think about it, I'm like, what were you thinking?
Because you were focused. Your self-worth was tied to that number on the scale.
It was.
This is why we go through the coaching process, right? Which is totally normal for where you were in your journey. This is why we do this coaching.
Yeah.
So you have been emancipated from the number.
I've been free and emancipated from the number. That number means nothing because now I know what's behind the number.
Yeah. And you packed on how much muscle?
Oh gosh. I started at, was it 36% muscle or something like that? And I'm up to 57% muscle now.
That's amazing. That's so good. And it's important because you're almost 50, right?
Yeah.
As we age, we lose muscle.
Yep.
And it's harder for us to maintain muscle. So it's really, really great that you, and I've seen vet doing the same thing at 45.
Yes.
You know, building that muscle because it's really, really good.
Yeah, it is. I love it because it also too, like for me, I think because I hated working out because it was the why. Behind why I was going to gym that and it made me hate it. It made me hate going to the gym because my whole thing of going to the gym was losing weight, losing weight, losing weight. I got to look this way. I got to look that way. Cause like you said, my identity was tied to how I looked and that number on the scale. Therefore I was forcing myself to go work out and I hated it. And that's what happens when you try to put yourself on a diet, you're going to hate it, you know, because you're so tied to this is what, you know, the way I look is tied to my identity and you're going to hate restricting yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because all of that is tied to now when I go to F45, it's like, I don't even force it, man. I look forward to it. I've been there a year and like 3 months now.
Good.
And love it. I don't feel forced.
Listen, somebody's listening to this podcast right now. And they're like Googling F45 real quick. They're like, if I go to this 5 days a week, I'm going to lose weight. Before they do that, though, I want you to just think about your journey of where you've been to where you are now. You didn't just walk into F45 the way you were in 2020 when we met.
Mm-mm.
And lost a whole bunch of weight and gained 20 pounds of muscle, right? You have completely changed your relationship with food and your emotional eating, right? So you're not doing as much emotional eating because you're so much more aware of what you're thinking. And how you're eating. Now, are you perfect?
No.
Am I perfect?
No.
We're all a work in progress, but this is our journey.
Yeah.
Right. We're always on another level to up-level our health, no matter where you are.
Absolutely.
So this is good. So tell us about the transition when you decided, okay, I'm going to work out. Like, what was that like for you?
At first, it was a little scary, you know, because I said to myself, and I was looking at myself, I'm like, okay, I lost this weight, but I could tell like certain things were, I don't want to say hanging off of me, but you know, I'm like, I feel like I need to do something different. My body was asking me for more.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I'm seeing my other friends, like Lavette was one of them, her coach, Coach Craig, I watched him and some of my other friends. So I was asking them about it. And so I was listening to the results they were getting. So I had to coach myself, say, LaSharn, please, you're going to have to emotionally detach yourself from that number. Because when you start working out, this is what you're going to see, but it's going to be good. It's going to be even better. And another thing that I had to do, this was a transition before I even started in my mind. LaSharn, your body is your body. You cannot compare yourself to what everybody looks like. Mm-hmm. You have to get to know your body, okay? And my body is, I don't say I'm not meant to be a size zero or whatever it is. I know what my DNA is.
You have curves. Yes.
I have good curves.
Yes, yes, honey. Yes.
So,
proud of those curves.
Yes, yes. So it was a mind like transition before I even started working out because I wanted to have realistic expectations.
But notice how you said I had to coach myself. You knew how to do that.
Yep.
You knew how to do that, right? If you didn't know how to do that, you would have repeated the same cycle that you went through before with like, oh, I got to work out, I got to work out, I got to work out, and still be so disconnected, so unhappy with your body. So like, I'm trying to do all of these workouts to change my appearance so I can feel better versus I can feel good right now the way that I am at this level on the scale and I can go in and I can work out and just, you know, it'll be okay.
Absolutely.
That's the difference. That is the difference, y'all.
That's the difference. You know, and I just love how everything just came out because at first the coach there was like, listen, he's like, I don't know what you're used to. He said, but this is what we use. We use the in-body scan. This is how many times we get on it. It's not a lot because we want to be able to see a trend. They explain what it was. So I said, okay. So that added to my coaching. So I wanted to have, like I said, realistic expectations. And the more I started putting up those videos that you were seeing, and I was putting like before and after pictures together after 6 months and 8 months, and I'm like, okay, I'm starting to see some things here. And even my friend who's a coach at F45 New Jersey, he said he can see it. He said, I can see that. I was like, okay. And then I started to notice little things. My face got smaller, you know, and everything. And I started seeing, like definition here and there. And I just felt like fit, you know? So I'm like, man, I was like, is this what I was missing years ago?
So feeling fit is part of your identity now.
Right. It is. It is. Right. And another expectation I had to tell myself and get used to is that there's no such thing as perfection.
Ooh, say it again, Lulu. Say it again.
There's no such thing as perfection, people.
Because you were one of my diehard perfectionists. Am I doing it right? Did I do this right?
I was horrible. I was so horrible. And it's like, it's going to happen. You know, you're going to have a wedding that you're going to go to, whatever. And even then, you know, like decide what you're going to do. But it's no such thing as perfection. You know what it is? It's consistency.
Yeah. I do have to say, Lulu, you are very consistent with your coaching. Like you showed up every single week, even if you were like, I don't know what's going on. And you were just like, this happened and this happened and this happened. You were very consistent in showing up for yourself.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean,
hats off to you. I want you to acknowledge that the consistency doesn't just like drop out of the air because you had a lot going on, even when you were moving.
Yes.
You were like transitioning to living back with your mom. I remember you were working on the road, your first job. You were like a mobile nurse or something.
Yes. Yes. That's when I first started with you in New Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah. You had some drama at the job.
Yeah. And you know, I used to always tell myself like, Lord, please slow all this stuff down for me. Because we always think that we're going to start when this slows down, when this slows down, whatever. Life usually doesn't slow down like that. I mean, you have to make your own choices of just doing it anyway, because depending on where you are, things are going to continue to happen. It's a good example is somebody that says, well, I don't think I should get married yet because I got to make sure I got to save all this money. This got to be perfect and that has to be perfect. Listen, even when you get married, things are going to change. So, you know, you move with the change.
Absolutely.
So, you know, even as a single person, with me moving and going into a new job, and even now, there's another season that has happened. So I just got my own place, my own apartment. So I've moved.
Okay, good. Good.
You know, I'm only 15 minutes away from my mom, but I realized with some things I was seeing, because, you know, it's good to help take care of your family, but you need that self-care too. I realized that I needed my own space.
Yeah.
And but I'm not far to where I can always come back and forth to my mom's house to check on her. I've already got home health aides in here with her.
You're such a good daughter. You take good, such good care of your mom. Such good care. Yeah.
So that was a whole nother change. And but guess what? I never missed a day of going to F45. I still journal through the whole, I mean, everything, All the things.
And I want you to really acknowledge that, because now I'm remembering now you were working night shifts and you would come home and you would like get on a coaching call. Like, you were determined to improve yourself and do your personal development.
Yeah.
Period. You were like, this is what's happening. The stuff is at the job was happening. And then relationships were happening. The travel, like, we coast on a lot of different things, a lot of different circumstances. And one thing I do have to say, that you are very, very, very consistent.
Thank you so much. I think that's the reason why for your program in the beginning, you always make us write down what our why is.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like through the program, now I know why you want us to know what our why is, because no matter what's going to happen in your life, you know, you have to remember what your why is and go back to it. Because if you don't know what your why is, you know, you're going to give up.
Mm-hmm. You're going to quit. First thing that happens, you're going to be like, oh, I'll do it later.
Yeah.
I'll go later.
Yeah, exactly. So every single time, if something is not where I want it to be or whatever, I take a step back. I'm like, okay, what is my why? Like, LaShawn, think about it. Think about your why. And the more you get into that habit, you know, you'll get in the habit of saying, hey, you know what? Wait, let me stop. Let me pause. So it's been great. And it is amazing how you function in life and how you operate in your thinking. Your thinking affects everything.
Yeah.
It affects everything. And, you know, it's like I told some people in my gym, F45 that I go to, we'll talk and everything. I was like, whatever's going on in your mind, your physical is going to follow.
Say it again for the people in the back. Feeling so good.
Whatever is going on in your mind, your physical is going to follow. It's true.
Yes. So give an example, right? Both ways. Give an example.
I'll use one. Okay. Say, for instance, there was a test I had to take. I don't know if that was for my boards or was another one. But anyway, I didn't do well on that test. Okay. I was upset. I was crying and all the things or whatever. And so guess what I did? I resorted to binging and eating, thinking it was going to make me feel better and all of that. And next thing you know, the weight started to pack on. And I was like, and I looked around like, how did I get here? This was before I started with you, by the way. And I'm like looking around like, how did I get here? And when I went through your program, you know, I was like, when I look back at those things, I'm like, this is how I got here, because I never paused and really took time at what I was thinking. You know, I was thinking about all type of stuff. I'm like, I'm a failure. All of this. I was thinking all of that.
Yeah. That little voice in our head can be nasty sometimes. And it's just subconscious.
Yeah.
We're not even aware that we're speaking to ourselves in that way, and the self-judgment and the guilt and the shame, but you just didn't have the tools yet. Once you got the tools and you started, your awareness started to open up of like, oh, this is how I'm treating myself right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, as I got used to that, and any thoughts that, because those thoughts are probably still going to come in your mind, but you have the tools to revert it and redirect those thoughts. You know, like, if I say to myself now, I'm a failure, I know that's a lie. You know what it is? I'm human.
Yeah. Ooh, yes, Lulu. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm human, you know?
Yeah.
So what am I going to do about this? So, you know, hey, it's wonderful, because we all have the power of change. You have the power to change.
Don't make me have a moment. I'm just having like a little outer body coach moment. I just am so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you for being my coach. And my friend,
I mean, you're always a superstar, right? You always had like the bubbly personality. You were always very focused, always very positive. But y'all may not have seen this side of Lulu. I saw it because I'm your coach, but sometimes people who are super positive, it's really a mask to cover up like how they're really feeling inside. And when they're very much people pleasers, it's because they need the external validation from other people to feel good instead of finding it within themselves to feel good. So I'm just overjoyed and super proud of you, but I'm not surprised to hear you talk about where you are right now, your transformation, and how you've like taken control of your brain and made it work for you.
Yeah. It's amazing that I found that you definitely have the power to change your thoughts, you know, so never let your thoughts take control of you. You have control of your thoughts.
Oh, so good. So good. All right. I think we should end it there. I think that was amazing to catch up with you to see where you are. Congratulations on starting a doctoral program.
Yay.
That's badass. Amazing.
Thank you.
When do you finish?
Well, I'm just getting started now. So it'll probably be like another 2-3 years, but that's all right. It's online. It's slow. Yeah. I can take my time and everything. So yeah.
Oh, we could call you Dr. Lulu.
Party in a post. Dr. Lulu, party in a post.
Party in a post. Yeah. Well, come back and visit us sometime.
I am. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jennifer, for being my friend and my coach.
Absolutely.
You changed my life and you're continuously changing lives.
Oh, thank you. I receive that. I receive that. And I do what I do because of transformations like this. So good. All right, my dear, I'll let you go. And everyone else, I will see you in the next episode.
Yes, thank you so much. And everybody, stop dieting forever. Get off the struggle bus.
There you go. Get off of the weight loss struggle bus. I love it. All right, I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Hey, before you go, I've got one more thing for you. If you are ready to put the Stop Dieting Forever process into practice to elevate your physical and emotional health, I've got just the thing. It's called my Forever Well Email Club. It is 100% free and it is available for you to join right now when you go to jenniferdent.com/email club. Picture this: exclusive doses of actionable advice and real talk guidance to get you motivated, all delivered straight to your inbox. Quit being inconsistent, stop feeling run down, and start to feel well. You want to achieve your forever weight? Well, this is where you begin. I'm telling you, when you start implementing what I'm teaching, people will not only notice your smaller size, but they will notice that you've got that healthy glow. Head on over to jenniferdent.com/email club to sign up for free today. That's jenniferdent.com/email club to get started. All right, y'all. Until next time, live luxe.